耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
2000年前，你从天上降世为人。
2000 years ago, you manifested in the flesh.
你带来丰盛的恩典跟真理。
You came from heaven full of richness of grace and truth.
虽然我们在人生充满着诸般的问题。
Although in this life we are filled with problems and woes.
但是你的恩典够我们用。
Your grace is sufficient for us.
你要帮助我们。
You want to help us.
你要带领我们。
You want to guide us.
你要用你的爱来满足我们。
You want to use your love.
Before we begin, let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家一同低头默祷。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名作见证。
Praise and thank God for giving me the opportunity today to share with you all the grace and love that He has bestowed upon me within the past 20 years of my life.
感谢神，让我有机会与大家一同见证神在过去20年来在我生命当中的恩典。
I pray that God may, God's name may be glorified, and that you may all be edified.
愿神的名得着荣耀，也希望大家能同得造就。
Within these past years of my life, God has shown me countless of blessings.
然后在过去这些年来，神给予我无数的恩典。
He's taught me innumerable lessons.
神教了我数不尽的课程。
And by His absolute love and mercy, He has never given up on me, although there have been many times when I have failed and disappointed Him.
因为神完全的爱与恩典，即便我曾经在信仰上跌倒很多次，神依旧保守我在他的爱里面。
And this evening, I would like to focus on sharing with you all how God helped me through my weaknesses and shortcomings and transformed my life.
今晚我想与大家见证神如何帮助我来克服我生命当中的软弱以及弱点，然后并且最后如何转变改变我的生命。
I think most of you know me or have seen my face around an Irvine church.
我想大家可能在尔湾教会看过我。
But to give a little background about, about myself, my name is Lydia.
让我自我介绍，我的名字叫做谢宁珍。
And I moved to Irvine almost 4 years ago after living in Taiwan for 10 years.
我在台湾居住10年之后，于4年前搬回美国定居。
I was born in Lakewood, California, which is the city next to Cerritos.
然后我是在美国的加州，南加州出生的。
And baptized into the True Jesus Church as a baby.
然后我在婴儿的时候就受洗归入真耶稣教会。
Growing up, I always knew of the existence of God.
然后在我成长的过程当中，我一直知道神是存在的。
But my relationship with Him did not begin to flourish until I was 17 and a half years old.
但是我与神的关系却一直到我约17岁的时候才开始建立。
When I was in second grade, my dad was relocated to Taiwan for his job.
在我二年级的时候，我父亲因工作的缘故搬回台湾。
Because my dad was always working when I was little.
因为我小的时候，我的父亲常常在工作忙碌。
He missed out a lot on my childhood and my sister's childhood.
然后，所以我的父亲在我和姐姐的童年当中时常缺席。
And so when he was asked to move to Taiwan, he asked that we also move with him.
所以当他的工作要将他调回台湾的时候，他也希望我们全家都能够跟他一起搬回台湾。
And none of us really wanted to move back to him because he felt like a stranger, at least in my personal what I felt.
但是我有姐姐却不愿意跟爸爸一同搬回台湾，因为爸爸就好对我来讲就好像是一个陌生人。
But because my father insisted, we all didn't have a choice but to move back.
但是在我父亲坚持之下，我们毫无选择就搬回了台湾。
And the original plan was to move to Taiwan for only a few years.
我们刚开始的计划是回台湾约一两年的时间。
But a few years turned out to be a decade for me.
但是短暂的几年却变成了十年的光阴。
When we first moved to Taiwan, my mom took us to the True Jesus Church in Taipei.
当我们刚搬回台湾的时候，我的妈妈带我们到台北真耶稣教会参加聚会。
And I guess that I thought it would be like the True Jesus Church in Garden Grove where I grew up in.
当时我心想，台北教会可能就跟我成长，我长大的园林教会一样。
But when we went there, my sister and I said that we didn't understand Chinese.
但是我们到台北教会聚会的时候，却发现我们听不懂中文。
And so we refused to go to the RE, which is the religious education for children.
所以我们就拒绝参加儿童宗教教育的课程。
And we tried listening to the sermons, but we said that we didn't understand anything.
我们也尝试着想要听成人的讲道聚会，但是我们的中文却让我们都听不太懂。
And so we didn't want to go to church.
所以我们就不想去教会了。
And my mother didn't insist that we continue to go.
然后我妈妈也没有坚持我们要持续的去教会。
So for the next 8 years of my life, I did not attend church at all.
所以在我接下来的八年，我几乎没有参加教会的聚会活动。
Except for 2 months every year when I returned to the U.S. for summer break.
除了我在暑假的时候会回美国两个月的时间，在那段期间我会参加教会的聚会。
And during every summer when I visited the True Jesus Church in Irvine,
然后每当暑假的时候我会来尔湾教会聚会。
I would attend the RE classes,
然后我会参加尔湾教会的宗教教育。
And although it was only for a very short period of time, I really believe that it really had somewhat of a huge impact on me.
虽然只是一年短短的一个暑假，对我的影响却是非常的深远。
And sometimes we may underestimate the effect of RE classes.
有的时候或许我们会低估宗教教育课程对我们的影响。
Yet in my own experience, attending as little as 8 weeks out of the whole year, God planted a little seed of faith within me.
但是在我的个人经验里面，虽然我一年只参加八个星期的宗教教育课程，但神却在这短短的时间当中，在我心里种下了信心的种子。
And after attending these classes, I was moved to pray and read the Bible each day.
然后，当我参加宗教教育的课程之后，我就决定我每天都要读经和祷告。
And this was around middle or high school.
这大约是我在中学时期的事。
And I say praying with quotations because there are more like 30-second motions before I went to bed.
虽然我说我每天都会祷告，但实际上我只祷告不到30秒钟。
And I didn't pray fervently for the promised Holy Spirit.
然后我并没有很认真的去追求应许的圣灵。
Thus, I didn't receive the Holy Spirit until I was 16, almost 17 years old.
所以我大约在16、17岁的时候才得着圣灵。
Although I would pray and read the Bible each day, yet oftentimes it felt like an obligation.
虽然我每天都会读圣经，但是每当我读圣经的时候，觉得那只是一个义务罢了。
And because I didn't set my heart to seek after God and to apply His words into my life,
因为那时候我并没有专心追求神，然后我也没有将神的话活在我的生活里面。
And so I really wasn't a Christian.
所以坦白说，我真的不是个基督徒。
I labeled myself as one, but the actions and the way I lived my life was far from it.
虽然我自称自己是基督徒，但是我的生活言行却远不及一个基督，却没有基督徒的样式。
And as I look back, I realize that just because we read the Bible and pray doesn't mean that we're righteous.
然后当我回想起来，光是读经和祷告并不表示我就是一个义人。
What God wants us to do is to actively pursue after Him.
神所要的是我们有一颗追求他的心，
and to live out His words.
并且在生活里面将神的道理活出来。
And Elder James exhorts us to be doers of the word and not hearers only.
所以雅各长老提醒我们，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
However, this is not what I did.
但是我的生活里面却不是如此。
And to be honest, I think this brought a lot of shame onto God's name.
坦白说，我觉得我过去的生活使神的名蒙羞。
Because although I proclaimed that I was a Christian,
虽然我自称自己是个基督徒，
and my friends knew that I was a Christian,
然后我的朋友也知道我是个基督徒，
yet my actions didn't show it.
但是我的言行却一点都不像个基督徒。
I don't know how many times I've gotten the, "You're a Christian?" question.
反正有许多时候，朋友都会质疑我是基督徒的身份。
And it was clear that people couldn't tell that I was different from the people in the world.
很清楚地看出来，其实别人觉得我的言行跟一般的人没有两样。
And I can't really recall much from my elementary and middle school years where I clearly saw God's guidance.
在我小学和中学的生命里面，我实在想不出来神有对我的生命有哪些明确的带领。
It's not that He wasn't there. I know for sure that He was.
不是说神不在我的我身边，我确实知道神是存在的。
But although I said that I was a Christian, I didn't really know God at all.
虽然我自称自己是个基督徒，但是我却一点都不认识神。
However, I do remember near the end of seventh grade.
但是我记得在我七年级要结束之前，
I began to pray to God each day, every night for this one thing.
我每天每个晚上都会很认真地向神求一件事。
And there was this one thing going into eighth grade that I really wanted.
那是我希望在八年级的时候很想要得着的一件事。
And to this day, I reflect and I can't believe that God actually answered my prayers.
即便到今日，当我回想起来，我真的很难相信神居然应许了我的祷告。
Well, what is this one thing, you ask?
那我跟神求什么呢？
And to my shame, this one thing was to receive an award at the end of the year's award ceremony for middle schoolers.
我很不好意思的说，其实我是希望说，在我八年级结束的时候，我能够在学校的年终颁奖典礼上面领到一个奖状。
From 6th to 7th grade, I really envied all my classmates and friends who received PE, math, science, humanities, you name it, awards.
因为在6年级和7年级的时候，我都相当嫉妒我的朋友，因为他们总是能够领到不同的奖项，而我却一个都没有。
And to my pride, I really wanted one for myself.
然后，所以我真的很希望自己能够得奖。
So each night before I went to bed, I prayed that I could get this award in 8th grade.
所以每天上床睡觉前，我都会跟神祷告，求神让我在八年级结束的时候能够领到一个奖状。
And now that I look back, I think it's extremely silly and ridiculous how earnestly I prayed for a piece of paper.
然后当我回顾这件事情，我觉得当时候我居然为了一张叫做奖状的一张纸，然后很认真的跟神祷告。
And I did not pray fervently for the Holy Spirit during this time in my life.
我居然那时候没有认真求圣灵。
But of course, what is more amazing is how God was still willing to hear my prayers.
但是更让我感到惊奇的是，神居然愿意听我的祷告。
And as I reflected upon this, it was a sign to me that God was always there listening to my prayers.
但是当我回想起这件事情的时候，我明白是神要向我让我明白说他真的听我祷告。
And he was willing to give me something as long as I kept asking.
只要我不断地向神祷告，神愿意给我一些生命的礼物。
So as I look back into my life, this was probably the most vivid experience that I had of God throughout middle school.
所以当我回想我的短暂人生，我觉得这是神在我高中那段期间给我最深刻的一个体验。
In middle school, I cared a lot about popularity.
然后当我在高中的时候呢，我非常注意流行的事情。
What I wore, how I looked, and even went about dating someone in the seventh grade.
然后我很在意我的穿着，我的打扮，然后甚至我在七年级的时候就开始约会。
As I entered into high school in 2008, sports became a huge part of my life.
甚至当我在2008年进入高中的时候呢，我就开始热爱运动。
I played sports for all three seasons.
然后我在一年三个球季，每一个球季我都会打球。
I played soccer, touch rugby, and softball.
我会打足球、美式、英式橄榄球以及垒球。
And I was often from school at I was often at school from 7:30 a.m. to 5 or even 6:30 p.m. every weekday.
然后每天在学校就从七点半待到五点，甚至到六点半才回家。
And in high school, I drank illegally, beginning at 15 or 16 years old.
然后当我十六、十七岁的时候呢，我甚至尝试着，喝酒。
And I also spent a lot of my time watching TV to the point where I was pretty much addicted.
我甚至花了许多时间看电视，甚至看电视看上瘾了。
I would often sit and stare at my computer for hours.
我就常常坐在电脑前盯着荧幕，然后花上好几个小时。
And tell myself that this is my this is the last episode.
每当我在看电视节目的时候，会告诉我自己这是最后一集了。
But I ended up watching two or three more episodes.
但是我最后总是会多看两三集。
I also used to cuss a lot.
我甚至会说一些脏话。
When I dropped something on the ground or accidentally hurt myself, I would swear.
如果不小心掉东西在地上或者是弄伤了自己，我就会开始说一些脏话。
And I even called people really horrible things and pointed my middle finger many times at people.
然后我甚至会说一些不雅的话，甚至向人举中指。
And I thought it was my freedom to do and say whatever I wanted.
我觉得我有自由可以做我想说的话，想做的事。
And I thought I had liberty.
我觉得我拥有自由。
Yet actually, in truth, I was enslaved to sin and the desires of this world.
但实际上，我却成为了世上的潮流以及罪恶的奴隶。
At that time, I had the mentality that just because all my friends and classmates were doing all these things, it was okay.
那时候我心里觉得我的态度就是只要我的朋友 和同学都是这样做那我也可以做
This of course is a wrong mentality because the book of Romans tells us
但是这个态度是错误的因为罗马书明白地告诉我们
We should not be conformed to this world but be transformed by the renewing of our mind
我们不要效法世界乃要心意更新变化
However, I gave into the sway of the world and was unable to stand firm in my faith at this time.
然而我却屈服于世界的潮流，无法坚持我的信仰。
And looking back, I know that I must have really hurt and disappointed God.
每当回想到那段荒唐的岁月，我觉得我一定让神非常的伤心失望。
But at the same time, I really thank God.
但同时我也非常感谢神。
Because I know that if it weren't for His protection and grace,
因为我知道如果我没有神的保守以及看顾恩典。
I could have easily went further down the path of sin to a point of no return.
我可能就在罪恶的道路里面一去不回头。
In 2009, when my sister graduated high school and moved back to California,
在2009年的时候，我的姐姐高中毕业，并且搬回美国就读大学。
I decided that I didn't want to move back to the U.S. with her.
那时候我决定我不要跟姐姐一同搬回美国。
But I wanted to stay in Taiwan until I finished high school and entered into college.
我想要留在台湾完成高中的学业之后再来美国就读大学。
And even though I thought I was doing okay as a Christian,
虽然我自觉我是一个不错的基督徒
reading the Bible and praying daily,
每天都有读经和祷告
yet I never took my faith into consideration when I made decisions.
然而当我在做人生决定的时候从来不会将信仰纳入考量。
I had fallen in love with the life I had in Taiwan.
因为我喜爱我在台湾的生活。
And I didn't want to leave the sports and the friends I loved most.
我不愿离开我的好朋友以及我热爱的运动。
So the plan was for me to stay in Taiwan until I graduated high school.
所以当时候的计划是我要留在台湾完成高中的学业。
And return to somewhere in California for college.
然后再回到美国加州就继续就读大学课程。
And thank God that a few months after my sister graduated,
感谢神在我姐姐毕业后不久
in my sophomore year of high school,
在我高sophomore, 在我十年级那一年
there was one Sabbath day when my mom suddenly said, let's go to church.
有一个安息日我妈妈突然对我说我们去教会吧
First I was pretty shocked, reluctant, and just felt awkward.
刚开始我觉得非常的惊讶，甚至觉得有点犹豫，甚至觉得有点奇怪。
I hadn't stepped into the Taipei True Jesus Church for Sabbath service in 8 years.
因为我已经有八年的时间没有到台北教会参加过安息日的聚会。
And I didn't know anyone.
而且我台北教会我一个人都不认识。
But since she insisted, I really couldn't find a reason to reject her.
但因为妈妈的坚持，我同时又找不到什么理由回绝妈妈。
I've never actually asked my mom why she decided to go back to church.
然后那时候我才。我问我想问妈妈为什么她要带我回教会。
But I really believe that God moved her to bring us back.
但是我想是神感动了妈妈要将我领回教会。
And from that day on, we continued to go to church regularly on the Sabbath.
就从那天开始，我每个安息日都会固定到教会守安息日聚会。
In the afternoons until I moved back to California 2 years later.
然后直到两年后我搬回美国为止。
And thank God that it was within these 2 years that He granted me His promised Holy Spirit.
感谢神，就在那两年的期间，神将他宝贵的圣灵赐给我。
As I previously mentioned, I didn't have the Holy Spirit until I was almost 17 years old.
正如同我之前所提到的，我几乎到了十七岁的时候才得着圣灵。
After returning to church, I knew from the sermons and encouragement that the Holy Spirit was something that I really wanted.
然后在参加聚会以及教会的勉励，我明白圣灵是我所需要，而且是我所想要的。
And I learned that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
而我学习到说，圣灵就是神的灵。
And it's something that we really need to pray for in order to receive.
然后我们要很认真的祈求，才能够得着圣灵。
And how do we know if someone received the Holy Spirit?
那我们要如何知道一个人得着圣灵呢？
And according to the Bible, when a person receives the Holy Spirit, they will begin to speak in an unknown tongue.
然后根据圣经，当一个人得着圣灵的时候，他会开始说出一个奇异的舌音。
And the pastors and ministers would often use Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 to encourage us.
然后传道者常常会用以弗所书一章十三到十四节来鼓励我们。
And it reads Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节到十四节。
In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. 14. Who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
以弗所书一章十三节到十四节，十三节，你们既听见真理的道。就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，竟然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
I yearn to enter heaven and receive eternal life.
我非常期待能够进天堂得永生。
According to this Bible verse, without the guarantee of an eternal inheritance through the Holy Spirit.I learned that there's no way I could enter in without the Holy Spirit.
然而根据这段经节，如果我没有得到圣灵，我就没有办法得着那永存基业的应许，那么我是根本没有办法进天国的。
And at Taipei True Jesus Church, every afternoon service,
在台北教会每个安息日下午聚会结束前
the sermon speaker or the pastor would encourage everyone to go up to the front and pray.
传道以及讲道人员都会鼓励大家到台前一同祷告。
For more than a year, I would go and kneel down in the front, praying to God and asking Him to grant me this promised Holy Spirit.
然后有一年多的时间，我都会到台前跪下祷告，向神祈求宝贵的圣灵。
And during one of the spiritual convocations, which is a special week of spiritual retreat for the church.
然后在一次的灵恩布道会，也就是在教会会有一段有一星期的特别的灵恩聚会活动。
A pastor told me that I was about to receive the Holy Spirit.
然后在那次灵恩会，有一位传道告诉我说，我快要得圣灵了。
And he told me to pray harder.
他告诉我要更认真祷告。
The days passed and months passed, and I still had not received the Holy Spirit.
但是一日复一日，一月复一月，我居然还没有得到圣灵。
I kept praying and praying, but sometimes I felt so tired.
然后我不断的祷告，我甚至祷告到非常的疲倦了。
And I came to doubt whether this whole True Jesus Church thing was real.
我开始怀疑这真耶稣教会的道理是真的吗？
I began to think and wonder whether everyone was just pretending to have the Holy Spirit.
我甚至开始想怀疑说是不是大家都假装他们有圣灵。
I had outrageous thoughts that a pastor would go up to a member and whisper in their ears what kind of tongue to speak.
我甚至会想到说，诶，传道者会不会到那些没有圣灵的人耳边告诉他们说你要说怎样的舌音。
But even using logic told me that there's no way everyone could just be pretending to have the Holy Spirit.
但是光是用一个逻辑的思考就知道说不可能每一个人都假装得圣灵。
And my mom also continued to encourage me and to ask for the Holy Spirit.
然后我的妈妈不断地鼓励我继续祷告求圣灵。
Thus I continued to pray and ask.
所以我就继续地在祷告当中求神赐圣灵给我。
And a few weeks before the next spiritual convocation on the Sabbath day,
然后在下一个灵恩会之前的几个安息日里。
On April 16, 2011, which is almost exactly 4 years ago.
然后也就是在2011年的4月16号，约四年前。
I did my usual routine and went up to the front, in Taipei Church to pray.
我按照往例在就到台前去祷告。
During this prayer, I really repented to God and asked for His forgiveness.
在那一次的祷告当中，我切实的向神悔改。
I remember that at this time in my junior year of high school, a lot was going through in my life.
我记得在我高二的那一年，家里发生了许多的事。
I felt a lot of stress, and during this prayer, I realized all of the things that I had done that was displeasing to God.
然后我因为生活的压力，然后感到紧张，所以我不断的祷告。
Also, during this prayer, I asked God to please let me experience Him and to know that He truly exists.
在祷告当中，我明白我做了许多让得罪神的事情，所以我恳求神能够原谅我，然后并且让我能够在祷告当中体验到他。
And I asked for Him to give me the Holy Spirit so that I can have faith in Him.
我恳求神将他宝贵的圣灵赐给我，让我能够对神有信心。
And I remember the feelings of tears just uncontrollably streaming down my eyes.
我记得我在那次祷告当中，我的泪水如泉水般涌出。
And I felt so sorry for the things that I had done to God.
我对于我荒诞的人生岁月感到非常的难过。
And I was crying so hard that one of the ministers who was laying hands on me.
然后因为我非常痛切的哭泣，所以当传道者为我按手祷告的时候，
He came up to me and said, 你是之前有圣灵吗？ He asked.He thought that I had received the Holy Spirit previously.
然后他问我说，你之前有圣灵吗？因为他认为我以前曾经得过圣灵。
And he thought that I had lost it.
然后他以为我得了圣灵之后又失去了圣灵。
And I cried so much that my glasses were filled with fog.
我在祷告当中我哭得非常的伤心，甚至我的眼睛都被雾蒙住了。
And the minister told me to keep praying. And so I kept praying.And crying and just repenting to God.
然后传道者勉励我要继续的祷告，所以我就不断的祷告，一边祷告一边哭泣，然后一边向神悔改。
And finally, my tongue began to roll.
然后后来我的舌头就开始卷动。
And thank God that a pastor told me that I had received the Holy Spirit.
然后感谢神，传道就告诉我得到圣灵了。
I was still crying miserably and actually didn't realize that my tongue had began to roll.
因为祷告当中是如此的痛哭，所以没有注意到说我的舌头已经开始卷动。
And so when I found out that I had received the Holy Spirit,
那当我得知我得到圣灵之后，
I felt such an inexpressible joy.
我内心感受到一个无法言喻的喜乐。
And it's really a feeling that can never be described with words.
这是无法用言语能够表达的感受。
And it's more precious than receiving any single prize in this world.
得圣灵比得到世上任何的奖状更让人感到高兴。
And God had given me this promised Holy Spirit that He has promised in the Bible to every single one of us.
神给予他应许的圣灵，他将那应许的圣灵赐给了我。
And it was at this moment when He granted me His precious Holy Spirit.
所以在这个时候，神将他宝贵的圣灵赐给了我。
But I knew that God really is there and He truly exists.
然后我就真的体验到神，我明白神就在这里，神真的存在。
And after the prayer, the pastor announced, 谢宁珍姐妹得到圣灵了, which is Sister Lydia received the Holy Spirit.
然后在祷告结束之后，传道向会众宣布说，谢灵真姐妹得到圣灵了。
And that announcement was something I could only dream of.
然后这个传道的这番话是我梦寐以求的。
And as I went back to where my mom was sitting,
然后当我回到妈妈身边
，I saw her face.
我看到她的脸
，and it was very evident that my mom prayed earnestly for me with her tears.
我看到妈妈流泪的为我祷告。
And she was trying to wipe away her tears before I returned to her.
妈妈试着在我回到她身边之前，将她脸上的泪水擦干。
And she thought that she had wiped away every single tear.
她以为她把每一滴眼泪都擦干了。
But she had a little tiny piece of Kleenex stuck on her face.
但是她却没有注意到说卫生纸粘在她的脸上。
And it was then that I realized that although my mom doesn't talk about faith at home much,
后来我才明白说虽然妈妈在家里面很少跟我们谈信仰的事情。
But my faith is something that she really cares for it.
但是孩子的信心却是我妈妈相当在意的一件事。
And the timing when God gave me the Holy Spirit was really amazing.
然后神将他宝贵圣灵赐给我的时机也非常的特别。
It was just a couple of months before I was going to move back to California for my senior year of high school.
因为那是在我高三之前几个月所发生的事情。
In the beginning of my junior year, my dad was laid off at the company that he worked20 years that due to the recession.
因为在我高二那年，因为经济不景气的缘故，我的父亲被他工作20多年的公司给裁员了。
And because I attended a private international school in Taiwan.
因为当时候我是在台北的美国学校就读。
And the tuition was quite a large amount of money.
学费相当的昂贵。
And if I decided to stay in Taiwan to complete high school and then go directly to a four-year university,
如果我决定要在台湾完成高中的学业，然后再来美国就读4年的大学
I would be considered an international student for the first year, which would mean a lot of money for my college tuition.
那么我在就读大学第一年的学费会相当的昂贵，因为我会被当作是外州或者是国际学生的费率来付学费。
And so therefore my dad gave me two options.
因此我的父亲给我两个选择。
One, I could stay in Taiwan, finish high school with the friends that I attended school with for the past 10 years, and then go to community college in the United States.
然后第一个选择就是我可以留在台湾跟我的朋友过去10年来的朋友一同完成高中学业，然后呢，再到高中毕业之后回来美国参加就读社区大学。
And going to community college at that time was a huge no-no for me.
对我而言，要在社区大学就读是我不愿意接受的事情。
And the second option was for me to move back to the United States for my last year of high school.
然后第二个选择就是我高中回美国就读，就读高三的学业。
Starting a new life in my senior year at a school that I barely knew anyone at.
到一个全新的学校，没有任何朋友的地方，完成我高三的课程。
And to me, this sounded like something very crazy and unexpected.
对我而言，这两个选择是不可思议的。
Especially because, as I mentioned, sports was my life during high school.
特别是在我高中阶段，运动对我而言是非常重要的一件事。
In my junior year of high school, I was the captain of the touch rugby team.
我甚至在高二那一年，我就已经是我们学校英式橄榄球队的队长。
I had 4 best friends who I grew up with in sixth grade.
我甚至有4个好朋友。这四个好朋友是我从六年级就跟我一起在一起的。
And because the school I attended was a K-12 school, I knew basically everyone in the high school.
因为我所就读的学校呢，它是从幼稚园到高三的课程通通都有，所以基本上学校的所有的人我都认识。
So even thinking about moving in itself was insane.
所以对我而言，要搬家离开这所学校是非常疯狂的事。
However, to this day, I really don't know why I decided to leave all that I had behind.
但是直到今天，我还是不明白为什么我决定要离开我的朋友。
And go with option two, to leave the familiar Taipei American school that I attended.
然后选择第二个选项，离开 离开我我的好朋友。
And to others and to myself at that time, it seemed like I consciously made that decision myself.
或许对其他人而言，我是很认真思考而做出这个决定。
And however, I know that it was God who gave me the courage to make the move.
但是后来我才明白，是神给予我勇气决定搬回美国。
As I began my last year of high school,
当我在高三那一年开始的时候。
It kind of felt like I was already starting college.
然后那感觉好像是我已经在上大学了。
Because I seemed like I was starting a new life at because I didn't know anyone.
因为我好像到了一个新的环境，开始了一个崭新的生活，没有认识的朋友。
And it was really hard for me because back in Taiwan.
对我而言，没有朋友这件事情是非常难受的，因为在台湾的时候。
Every day after school, my best friend would be waiting at the lockers for me.
因为每一天放学的时候呢，我的好朋友就会在置物间等我。
Or she would immediately call me, and we would meet up right after school.
或者是只要一下课，电话铃就会响，他会跟我约好放学后要在哪里做什么。
But here I basically didn't know anyone.
但是在美国，我一个人都不认识。
There was no one waiting for me at the lockers anymore.
然后再也没有人在置物间等我。
And there was really no one I could say hi to in the hallway.
甚至在学校的走廊也没有可以打招呼的朋友。
And looking back, I know that if it wasn't for God's grace and protection,
但是我回想起来，若非是神的恩典以及保守，
I could have easily gone depression.
然后我很可能就得忧郁症了。
However, by God's grace, He gave me the Holy Spirit 4 months before I moved back.
然而神的恩典让我在搬回美国的前四个月就 得着他宝贵的圣灵。
So I knew that although I didn't have my friends to talk to 24/7,
虽然我明白我没有办法每天无时无刻都有朋友可以跟我相谈，
I could always kneel down and pour my heart out to God.
我却可以随时随刻跪下来向神祷告，向神倾心吐意祷告。
And for me personally, I think what really helped me to overcome such a big change in my life,
然后在我对我来说，我真的很感谢神，让我能够克服这个生活当中 的大挑战。
And it was because of the brothers and sisters in church who really showed me their care and love.
因为教会弟兄姐妹的爱心，让我能够面对生活的转变。
When I was in J2, my RE lead teacher,
当我还是中级班的学生的时候，我们的班负责。
She really went out of the way to care for me and to see how I was doing at school.
然后她非常的关心我，她也很在意我在学校的生活。
And one of the brothers who attended the same high school as me.
然后在我就读同所高中的一位教会弟兄。
He invited me to hang out with his friends.
然后这位教会的弟兄也邀请我去跟他的朋友一起玩。
But I really didn't feel like I belonged to their group of friends.
虽然我不觉得我跟他的朋友有任何的归属感。
However, the fact that he was willing to go out of the way to invite me and introduce me to his friends was really heartwarming.
但是每当我想到他愿意邀请我，然后并且将我介绍给他的朋友，他的举动让我感到非常的窝心。
And I could really tell.And see clearly the love of the brothers and sisters in church.
然后我可以清楚地看到教会的弟兄姐妹是如何的关心照顾我。
And I really thank God for their love.
然后我非常感谢他们对我的爱心。
In the winter of 2011, which was my senior year of high school,
在我高三那一年的，也就是2001年的冬天。
My RE lead teacher encouraged me to attend my very first church event.
然后我的班负责老师鼓励我来参加我的在教会生活里面的第一个特别的活动。
Which was the Winter Student Spiritual Convocation, WSSC for short.
也就是冬季的学生灵恩会。
And it's like a student Bible camp.
就有点就是学生的特别的圣经营活动营。
And at that time, I barely knew anyone outside of Irvine Church.
那时候我只认识尔湾教会的弟兄姐妹。
But because my teacher encouraged me to go,
因为我的老师鼓励我要参加学生联会。
I decided to listen to her.
所以我就决定要听老师的话。
And I really thank God because it was at this very church event that my first love for God really began to develop.
那我非常感谢神让我参加这次的学生的宴会，因为在那里，我对神的初恋就开始了。
And before attending this church event, I barely knew the church doctrines.
因为在参加学生灵恩会之前，我对教会的教义并不了解。
And although I had been reading the Bible, but my Bible knowledge was still very limited.
虽然我向来都有在读圣经，但是我的圣经知识却是非常的有限。
And the sermon sharings and encouragements at this Bible seminar really cut into my heart.
在学生灵恩会当中的每一次讲到读经分享，都对我而言都非常的扎心。
And it touched me so deeply that I can't remember how many times I knelt before God, just kept crying.
那一次祷告的信息让我非常的感动，我想不起来到底有多少次我每当跪在神面前祷告的时候，泪水总是忍不住的流在我的脸上。
There are many times when I hadn't planned on fasting.
然后有许多时候，我并没有打算要禁食祷告。
But while I was praying, I was just so moved by God's love for me that I didn't want to get up from prayer and just kept praying.
但是每当我祷告的时候，我会被神的爱所感动到不愿意起来去用餐。
And at that time, I thought that fasting just meant that we couldn't eat.
然后有的时候我就想说，禁食就是不要吃东西。
But I didn't know that we couldn't drink water either.
但是我却不知道说禁食的时候是不喝水的。
So I still drank water, but although I didn't properly fast,
所以我那时候有喝水，虽然我没有按照应有的禁食的程序做禁食祷告。
As I look back at this, I really understand what it means for God to see the heart.
但是当我回想那段时间，我明白其实神所看重的是我们的内心。
And throughout the seminar, I could really feel God's spirit within me.
所以在那一次的学生灵恩会当中，我深刻地感受到神的灵与我同在。
And it was oftentimes during prayer and sermons that I came to realize how deeply I've disappointed God.
并且在那段期间的讲道内容信息里面，我明白我曾经是如何让神失望。
How much I failed Him and fallen away from Him.
我甚至让神蒙羞。
And in my prayers, I often question God.
所以在祷告当中，我时常问神。
I question why He didn't give up on me.
为什么神没有放弃这么不堪的我？
Why He didn't give up on someone who was so proud?
为什么他没有放弃这么骄傲的我？
And why He didn't leave me to continue suffering in sin and emptiness?
为什么他没有离开一个深受罪恶和空虚所捆绑的我？
And I questioned why he was waiting, why he was willing to wait for me for 17 and a half years.
我问神，神为什么愿意不断的等我，等了17年之久？
Why he was willing to wait for someone who was so unworthy of his love?
为什么神愿意等一个不值得被他爱和不值得蒙受他怜悯的人？
In Psalms 103, verse 11 to 12, it says.
在诗篇103篇11节到12节这么说
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
诗篇103篇11节天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。12节东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Who am I to be able to receive God's forgiveness?
我是何等人，竟能够蒙受神的原谅。
And who am I to be able to have my sins removed from me?
然后我又是谁，能够得蒙神将罪从我身上来涂抹。
I'm just one person out of the 7.3 billion people in the world.
我不过是这世界上73亿人当中的一个。
So why? Why is it that God would care for me?
为什么神如此看顾我?
Why is it that he would wait so long for me to seek after him and recognize that I need to repay his love?
为什么神愿意等我等17年半，为的只是要让我能够来寻求他，来回报他。
他的爱。
God's love for each and every one of us is absolutely amazing.
神对我们每一个人的爱都是非常奇妙。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 it says,
在启示录三章二十节说道，
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
And God is waiting for every single one of us to open the door for him to come in.
今天神在等待我们每一个人敞开我们的心门，与他一同坐席。
He won't break in, but he will patiently wait for you.
神不会强行进入我们的心里。他会耐心地等待我们。
He will wait for you to open that door for him.
神会耐心地等待我们敞开心门，邀请他进来。
And he really, really wants to come in, but you must invite him.
神真的愿意进到我们的内心，但是我们必须要先邀请神来进入我们心里。
And he wants to transform your life.
神愿意来改变我们的生命。
He wants to help you.
神愿意改变帮助我们。
And he knows every single one of your pain, your struggles, and your sorrows.
神知道我们每一个人的痛苦以及难处。
And he is the only one that can deliver and save you.
神是唯一可以救我们脱离这些苦楚、拯救我们的人。
And it was at this very church event that I determined that I would need, that I needed to live a new life.
所以就在这一次的学生灵会里面，我下定决心，我要过一个崭新的生活。
And let God come and dwell within my heart.
我要邀请神来进入到我的内心，与我同住。
And it was here that I learned not to desire and long after the world.
然后，所以那一次我学到说，我不要再追求这世界上的事了。
But to desire after God Himself.
我要开始追求神本身。
And the theme of this.Winter student spiritual convocation was a life of servitude.
那次学生联会的主题是侍奉的生活。
And I clearly remember that there was one night during evening sharing.
我清楚地记得在一次晚间的小组分享当中。
My counselor told us to go around in a circle.
然后我的辅导员叫我们小组成员围坐在一起。
And share about how we currently serve God.
然后一同分享我们目前在教会如何侍奉神。
And I clearly remember that the seven other people in my group had a huge list.
我记得我们这组其他七位成员他们都有说不完的侍奉经验。
They led hymns, played the piano.
他们有领诗的，也有司琴的。
Joined choir and did much more.
然后有参加诗班的，然后甚至还有更多的侍奉。
But when it came to me, I was speechless. I had absolutely nothing.
但是轮到我分享的时候，我却哑口无言，因为我什么都没有做。
I felt ashamed because God had bestowed upon me so much love, yet I was doing nothing in return for Him.
我感到非常的惭愧，因为神是如此的爱我，我却未曾为他做任何的事。
Thus I prayed earnestly and asked for Him to show me how I could serve Him.
所以我就很认真地祷告，祈求神让我知道我可以如何来侍奉他。
And I really didn't think that I had any talents.
那时候我不认为我有任何的恩赐可以来服侍神。
Since kindergarten, I began taking piano lessons.
虽然我从幼稚园开始就学，开始学钢琴。
And I continued taking lessons until I was 16.
我学钢琴一直学到16岁为止。
However, I placed so much emphasis on my life in playing sports and desiring things of this world.
然而我生活的重心却一直都放在运动以及其他的事情上。
And so I never diligently played and practiced the piano.
我从来没有认真练习过钢琴。
And my mom really wanted me to practice and take it seriously so that I could serve him in the future.
所以我妈妈一直很希望我能够认真学钢琴，将来能够侍奉神。
However, I didn't heed her, and to this day, it's still one of my biggest regrets.
很可惜，我在年轻的时候没有听妈妈的话，所以现在想起来，心里还是非常的后悔。
But our Lord, He's so gracious.
但是我们的神是恩待人的神。
Although I can't play the piano to serve God,
虽然我没有办法以私情来服侍神。
But by His grace and mercy, He answered my prayers.
但是因着神的恩典与其慈爱，他回应了我的祷告。
And he has given me countless of opportunities to serve him.
他给我无数的机会来服侍他。
And every time that God gives me a chance to serve him,
每当神给我机会来服侍他的时候
I realize how incapable and unworthy I am.
我明白我自己是多么的无用和没有价值。
And God doesn't need to give me the opportunity to serve him.
神并不需要给我任何机会来服侍他。
By his love for us, he gives each one of us this chance to experience him through servitude.
但是神他却爱我们，他给我们机会，透过侍奉的机会来体验他的能力以及他的大爱。
Additionally, it was at this WSSC.
然后另外就在这次的学生联会当中
God really moved me to make determinations for him.
神感动我要为他立志
And during the event, we were encouraged to pray at least 30 minutes a day and read the Bible when we returned home.
在这次学生联会当中，我们被鼓励要每天学生联会结束回家之后，每天至少要祷告30分钟，而且要每天读圣经。
And prior to attending the event through sermons and RE classes,
然后在学生联会之前呢，在教会的平常聚会以及宗教教育课程当中
I learned that we should try our best to pray 3 times a day like Daniel did.
而我学习到我们要效法但以理每日3次祷告
Which I tried to do, but my prayers were often very short.
而那时候我也试着每日3次祷告，但是我的祷告时间都非常的简短。
So coming out of SSC, I purposed in my heart to pray at least 30 minutes a day to him every single day.
所以在学生联会结束之后，我立志我每天至少要祷告30分钟来亲近神。
And at first, I decided that I would pray 3 times a day for 10 minutes each.
然后我那时候决定我每天要祷告3次，每次10分钟。
Which is what I did.
然后我也这么做。
I prayed 10 minutes in the morning when I woke up.
我早上起来先祷告10分钟
10 minutes when I came home from school
放学回家后祷告10分钟
And 10 minutes before I went to bed
然后睡觉前再祷告10分钟
And I remember that when I first began to do this
我记得当我刚开始努力例行每次祷告至少30分钟的时候
Because I had prayed longer and louder than I did before attending WSSC
因为这跟我在参加学生联会之前的祷告相比较起来，我的祷告时间变长了，祷告声音变大了。
There was one day after I prayed that my mom asked me if everything was okay.
然后有一天在我祷告之后，我妈妈问我说：“你还好吧？”
It was really out of the ordinary for me to have a longer than usual prayer at in the afternoon when I returned home from school.
因为让我在放学回家后祷告那么认真是一件很奇怪的事情。
But afterwards, I think she realized that it became a part of my daily routine.
但是不久之后，我妈妈明白，这祷告的生活是我生活当中的一部分。
And I remember that after WSSC on Sabbath day.
然后我记得在学生联欢后的安息日
，there was one class where my RE teacher encouraged us to continue praying.
然后有一堂课当中，我的宗教教育老师鼓励我们要继续祷告。
I think she encouraged us to pray at least 10 minutes a day and read the Bible.
那我想她是鼓励我们每天至少祷告十分钟，然后读。
After we had returned home from SSC.
然后也要读圣经，特别是在学生联会结束回家之后。
And she said that we may not realize it ourselves, but if we keep up with our prayers and daily cultivation,Other people can definitely see your transformation.
他说我们，如果说我们继续祷告，然后每日灵修的话呢，我们生活周遭的人就可以看到我们生命的转变。
And this really moved me because I knew that I needed to change my life to live a life that pleased God.
然后老师的鼓励对我非常感到感动，因为我知道我必须要改变我的生命，要过一个容神益人的生活。
And through my own experiences of praying at least 30 minutes every day, which by the grace of God, I'm still doing now.
那我非常感谢神，我从那时候开始到如今，我每天都祷告至少30分钟。
It has really helped me on this journey of faith.
如此的祷告生活对我的信仰生活有相当大的注意。
It is during these quiet times that I have each day that I am able to hear God talking to me through the verses in the Bible.
因为就是透过这样安静的自我灵修的生活里面，让我每天都能够听到神如何透过圣经用他的话语跟我讲话。
And thus, even this semester where I have 8 a.m. classes every day,
即便这个学期我每天早上都有8点的课,
there's not once where I give up my morning prayer just to have 30 minutes of extra sleep.
但是我从来没有为了贪睡30分钟而放弃我每天祷告读经的生活。
And it truly is really a joy and privilege when we are able to start off every single morning with God.
能够每天与神灵交来开始一天的生活是一个非常大的福气以及特权。
And it truly is a privilege and joy that we can all obtain if we are willing to seek Him early in the morning.
如果我们愿意每天早上来寻求神，那么这将是我们的一个特权以及生活喜乐的泉源。
In my senior year of high school, I really wanted to get into UCI.
在我高三那一年，我非常希望能够进入加州大学尔湾分校，也就是 UCI.
Mainly because it was less than 10 minutes away from my house.
因为 UCI 距离我家不过十分钟的车程。
And I really wanted to stay in Irvine.
我真的非常希望能够继续留在尔湾。
However, when I received my acceptance letters,
然而当我收到我的大学入学通知的时候，
I didn't get accepted into UCI.
我却没有被 UCI 给接受。
At first I didn't understand why, because UC Santa Barbara, which is ranked a little higher than UCI, accepted me.
然后我非常无法明白的，因为圣塔芭芭拉大学分校，也就是 UCSD, 它的大学的评量是比 UCI 还要好，这所学校接受了我的大学申请。
But in the end, I accepted the truth and narrowed it down to two choices.
但最后我却将我的大学考量成给自己两个选择。
The choice was between UC Santa Barbara or OCC, a community college.
那时候我给自己两个选择，一个就是去读 UCSB, 第二个就是去读 OCC, 也是一个社区大学。
And it seemed kind of ironic because one of the reasons why I moved back to Irvine in the first place was so that I didn't have to attend community college.
然后这两个选择对我而言是其实是有一点有点讽刺的，因为我当初决定要搬回加州的原因，就是因为我不想要去就读社区大学。
And to be honest, if I had not gone to the Winter Student Spiritual Convocation, I probably would have decided to go to UCSB to pursue my education.
但坦白说，如果我没有参加那一次的冬季学生联恩会，我很可能就会决定要到 UCSB 来完成我的大学。
However, thank God that through the teachings at WSSC and through the prayers and encouragements through Sabbath services.
但是很感谢神的，因为透过在冬季学生联会以及平常的讲道聚会，还有老师安息日的各方鼓励，
God helped me to recognize that I wasn't spiritually mature enough to leave.
神帮助我明白，其实我在灵性上面还不够成熟，还没有到可以离开教会的时候。
And I remember the pastor said that if we are stable in our faith and have the determination to go out and to preach the gospel, then we might be able to go to a college without a church close by.
我记得曾有一位传道说，如果我们在信心上面能够坚定，然后并且立志要去传福音的话，那么我们到一个没有教会的地方就读大学是可行的。
And if I had decided to go there, I really don't know where I would be today.
如果我当时候决定要去 UCSB 的话，我不确定我今天人会在哪里。
And thank God that at WSSC I learned that college rather makes or breaks your faith.
因很感谢神，在那一次冬季学生联恩会里面，我学到大学的生活可以建造，也可以摧毁我们的信仰。
And thank God that at that time He was able to help me recognize that I was not ready to leave.
也很感谢神，透过那一次的机会，让我明白说我的信仰还不够成熟，所以我还没有到可以到一个没有教会的地方求学的时候。
After attending OCC, thank God that I had the opportunity to join the Irvine Campus Fellowship.
当我开始社区大学的大学课程之后，很感谢神让我有机会能够参与尔湾校园团契。
And it was really here that I began to develop meaningful spiritual friendships.
然后很感谢神，就在校园团契里面，我开始有了属灵的朋友。
And continue to see the love of the brothers and sisters.
然后没去感受，不断的领受弟主内弟兄姐妹的爱与关心。
They were there to help me through my struggles.
然后教会的弟兄姐妹帮助我来克服学校的一些困难。
And what's most important is that they uplifted me through prayers.
更重要的，他们在祷告当中不断的帮助我在灵性上面能够提升。
And they were like my family when my parents were in Taiwan and my sister was studying in LA.
他们就好像我的家人，即便我的父母在台湾，我的姐姐在洛杉矶读书，但他们就是像家人来照顾我。
And throughout these past 3 years, God has given me.Countless of opportunities to attend church events.
然后感谢神，在过去三年里面，神给我许多的机会，能够参加教会的各项活动。
To give me the chance to draw closer to Him and fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
让我有机会能够亲近神，也与弟兄姐妹来团契。
And I don't have time to talk today about all the lessons and blessings that He has taught and shown me.
今天我没有时间来与大家一一分享神在我生命里面所给予我的恩典以及课程。
But one thing that I do want to share about is that when you purpose in your heart to put God first.
但是我想要分享的就是，如果今天我们愿意将神放在我们心里面摆成为我们心中最重要的第一位。
And you are willing to let Him take the wheel in your life.
并且你愿意让神来掌控你的人生。
God is faithful, and He will guide you every step of the way.
神是信实的神，他会一步步的带领走过人生的道路。
And I do say this from the countless of experiences that God has bestowed upon me within these past years.
我今天会敢这样跟大家分享，是因为神在过去这些年来对我的带领。
And in my sophomore year of college, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 was.The goal that I always had in mind.
当我在大二那一年，马太福音六章三十三节是我生活的一个目标。
It says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
这段马太福音六章三十三节说，你们要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And this is God's promise to every single one of us.
这是神给我们每一个人的应许。
And every single promise of God is indeed true.
神的每一个应许都是真的。
Before, I often used to compare myself to others.
过去我时常拿我自己跟其他人比较。
But now I understand that the only person I should be comparing myself to is myself.
但是现在我明白，我真正需要比较的人就是我自己。
And today, I stand in awe when I look back at my life.
今天我以一个敬畏的心来回想我自己的生活。
I look back and I see how I used to be in the bondage of sin.
我看到我自己过去曾经是罪恶的奴隶。
Living in the pleasures of this world and having emptiness in my heart.
活在这世界上面的最终之乐，然后过着空洞空虚的生活。
To need to be addicted to TV and do other things to seek happiness.
必须依靠看电视或者其他的事情来满足自己，寻求快乐。
Which in turn only proved to be in vain and made my heart emptier.
但是这些属肉的快乐都是短暂的，最后只是让我的心灵更加的空虚。
But today, by the grace of God, He has helped me to overcome these.
但今天借着神的恩典，他帮助我克服我内心的空虚。
And people in this world may think that we're weird or different.
或许世界上的人会觉得说我们很奇怪。
I was just talking to an AT&T representative on the phone.
我记得在不久之前，我跟 AT&T 的客服员讲话。
And he was trying to promote DirecTV to me.
他们在这位客服员呢，他试着透过电话来向我推销他们的一个电视服务。
And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't watch TV."
然后我跟他说，对不起，我不看电视。
And then he didn't believe me. He's like, well, on the weekends, you're tired and you just want to sit down and watch TV.
然后他不相信我不看电视，他说你周末你会累啊，那你可以就坐在电视机前看电视， 调节身心啊。
I was like, I'm sorry, I really don't watch TV.
我想说，对不起，我真的不看电视。
And as the pastor always mentions.
然后就像传道者时常说的
It's not because I can't, so I don't watch TV.
不是因为我不能，所以我不看电视。
It's not because I can't, so I don't listen to secular music.
也不是因为我不能够，所以我不听世俗的音乐。
And it's not because that I can't, that I don't sip on alcohol anymore.
也不是因为我不能够，所以我不喝酒。
But it really is because I don't need to.
最重要的原因是因为我已经不需要了。
And only God can give us this true liberty.
因为只有神才能给我们真自由。
And only He is able to free us from the bondage of sin.
因为唯有神才能够让我们从罪的辖制里面得自由。
It is through His precious blood and the power of the Holy Spirit that we can obtain true liberty.
因为透过神的宝血以及他圣灵的大能，让我们能够得着真自由。
And it is only God that can fill the void and emptiness in your heart.
因为唯有神才能够填满我们内心的空虚。
It is through His love that our hearts can be fulfilled.
唯有神的爱能够使我们的心再次得以满足。
In Hymn 442, called God leads us along.
在赞美诗442首，歌名为《神一路引导》。
It tells us that God leads His dear children along.
这首诗歌告诉我们，神引领他的儿女前行。
Some through the waters，
或渡过江河。
Some through the flood，
或越洪流。
Some through the fire，
或经烈火。
But all through the blood，
宝血都洁净。
Some through great sorrow，
忧伤时。
But God gives a song，
以诗歌安慰我心。
In the night season and all the day long，
无论昼夜。真神一路引导。
I really thank God for preserving me in Him for the past two decades of my life.
我非常感谢神在过去二十年的时间里面保守我。
And I know clearly that without His unconditional love, mercy, and grace, I could have easily been lost in the world.
若非神他无条件的大爱、恩典以及怜悯，我很可能早已在这个世界当中失丧了。
And I, when I think about all of the brothers and sisters and all of our friends,
当我思想到我生活周遭的主内的弟兄姐妹,
I think it's absolutely amazing how God leads each one of us differently.
我会觉得说，光想到神用不同的方法来带领我们每一个人，是一件非常奇妙的事。
Recently, I read in a Christian book, our lives are too different, our circumstances too unique, and our God too creative.
最近我读了一本基督徒的书，他们说到说我们的生活与众不同，我们的处境独一无二，我们的真神有无比的创造力。
And it is truly amazing how God raised each one of us differently.
所以光思考神用不同的方法来培养我们。
And He has led us through different circumstances.
神用不同的方式来带领我们走过不同的处境。
Yet no matter what we have been through or what's to come.
不论我们生活里面遭遇什么
One thing that we can all be very sure of is that He has the best in plan for us.
然后我们可以确信的是神在我们的生命里面有更好的计划
And He loves each one of us so deeply.
神爱我们每一个人
And He wants to continue to guide our lives.
他希望能够不断地在带领我们的生活
Romans chapter 8 verse 38 reads,
在罗马书八章三十二节这么说
For I am persuaded that neither death
因为我深信无论是死
nor life
是生
nor angels nor principalities nor powers
是天使是掌权的是有能的
nor things present nor things to come
是将来的事
nor height nor depth
是高处的是低处的
nor any other created thing
是别的受造之物
shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
God's love for us is beyond our imagination.
神对我们的爱是超过我们的所求所想的。
He is so wise and He is so awesome.
神是全知全能的神。
If He really wanted to, He could have easily come up with a different salvation plan.
如果主若愿意的话，他可以以不同的救恩的方式来帮助我们。
Yeah, because God loves us so much.
因为神是如此的爱我们。
He demonstrates his absolute love by coming into this world and dying for our sins.
他透过降生来到世间，为我们的罪死去，来彰显他无比的大爱。
He who has no sin, who is completely innocent, came to shed his blood for each and every one of us.
无罪的主耶稣，他愿意流出他的宝血，为的只是来拯救我们。
He wants us to become his treasured possession.
因为他希望我们能够成为他的珍宝。
And he came onto this earth to demonstrate the ultimate expression of love.
所以耶稣降生在世间来彰显他那无比的大爱。
And Jesus has already died for us even before we knew him.
在我们认识主耶稣之前，他已经为我们钉死十字架。
And by his precious blood, through water baptism, we can be reconciled to him.
唯有透过他的宝血，在洗礼当中，我们能够与神和好。
Our God loves us so immensely.
神是如此的爱我们。
And though we may go through the deep waters in life,
虽然我们的生活可能会经过水深火热的时候，
sometimes losing hope and direction,
有的时候我们会失去盼望或是人生的方向，
yet if we pause and look back onto our lives,
但如果我们愿意停下来回顾我们的生活，
we see that God has been with us every step of the way.
我们会看见神其实是陪伴着我们走过人生的每一步。
I have in no way perfected my faith.
我没有办法使我的信心更加的完全。
And I still have many shortcomings.
我还有许多的短处。
But I know that by God's love and His promise.
但是我知道透过神的应许。
If I hold on to Him.
只要我能够牢牢地将神抓住。
He can definitely help me and save me.
他一定能够帮助我，拯救我的。
And he can help me to overcome my weaknesses.
神一定可以帮助我来战胜我的软弱。
God is faithful, and he promises us in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8.
然后神是信实的神，神在申命记
第八章
三十一章
第八节。
He tells us that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
他说我绝对不会离弃你。也不会抛下你。
And I confidently know that because God has been with us in the past.
我深信，因为神过去是如此，是曾经带领我，然后所以我对神有坚定的信心。
And because He has loved us in the past.
因为神他过去是如此的爱我们。
He will also be with us in the future as long as we hold firmly on to Him.
只要我们能够将神紧紧地抓住，神一定会继续地带领我们人生将来的道路。
This concludes my testimony. May all the honor, glory, and praises be unto our gracious Heavenly Father.
然后见证到此，愿一切的尊贵、荣耀、赞美都归于神的圣名。
好，感谢神的。所以我们先请传道帮我们做个结论。Thank God for Sister Lydia's wonderful testimony. Since we are ahead of schedule, we would like to ask the preacher to make a conclusion for us.
Thank God for this evening. Many friends are gathered here to be with us today.
信仰对我们来讲可能是新的。
And faith is something new to us today.
但是我们从晚上见证，我们可以知道信仰非常的好，也是非常的重要。
From tonight's testimony, we can understand that faith is something that's very important to us, and also something that is very beneficial to us.
一个科学的理论。如果它可以实验，就是可以接受。
If a scientific theory has been proven in experiments, it is something we will accept and believe.
那一套信仰的理论，如果它是可以体验的，它就是真的。
But if there is a faith and a doctrine that we can experience, then it is something that we can also believe.
那今天我们听到一个年轻人，他从小长大，怎么去经历神。
Today we were able to hear a wonderful story of how a young girl was able to experience God in the last 20 years of her life.
我们当中有的是跟她同年纪差不多的。
Some of us here are similar in age to her.
所以我们会想一个问题，我前面的路应该怎么走？
We may come up with this question saying, the road in front of us, how should we walk?
有时候我们当中也有当父母的。
And there are also mothers among us.
我们最忧虑是我们的儿女。
We worry the most about our children.
我要怎么样来对待我的儿女？
How do I treat and relate to my child?
忽然间我们从他的见证就发现，如果神变成我们儿女的神。
And we find that through this testimony, it is true that if our child can find God in their lives,
我们当父母真的是很放心啊。
Then as the parents, we can be very relieved.
我在俄满教会很少看到他的爸爸。
And in the Irvine Church, I hardly ever see her father.
偶尔看到他妈妈。
Sometimes I may see her mother.
但是常常看到他。
But I often see Sister Lydia in church.
所以因为她心中有神。
Because in her heart, God is embedded within.
所以她的爸爸妈妈就可以放心。
And therefore, her father and mother can relax and let go.
所以我们当父母的，如果带我们子女来追求信仰。
And so as parents, if we bring our children to believe in Jesus Christ and have this precious faith.
让他的人生有一个轨道。
So that they have a track to follow.
一旦带上这个轨道，我们就放心了。
And once we are able to lead them onto this track, there will be autopilot. We can not worry anymore.
不是短暂的放心，一生我们都放心。
We can be assured throughout the rest of life that they are in good hands.
因为神会跟我们同在一生。
Because we know that God will abide with them throughout their lives.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is exceedingly precious.
我没有办法照顾子女一生。
We cannot take care of our children that we love so much all the rest of life.
神可以照顾他一生。
But God can and God will take care of them through the rest of their life.
我们孩子走到哪里，我们没有办法跟到哪里。
And we cannot follow our child wherever they go.
但是神在那里看顾他。
But God is with them every moment of the day.
所以最好来培养我们来带领我们子女长大，就是带领他来接受信仰。
And so the best way that we can lead and guide our children into a blessed future is to introduce them to know the God that loves them.
那对很多跟他同年纪的人。
And many of the youth that are her age.
现在人最怕捆绑束缚。
Many people are afraid of suffering or bondage.
所以很希望自由。
And so they like to have freedom to do whatever they wish.
也希望父母都不要管我。
They wish that their parents don't bother them and don't give them any rules.
所以很多人觉得信仰很难接受，因为信仰好像一套规条在绑我。
And so they think that faith is something very hard to receive because it is like a constriction into their lives.
但是在他的见证里面。
But through her testimony,
我们才发现信仰是一种自由。
We find that faith is actually a liberty.
主耶稣说，真理要让你得自由。
And Lord Jesus said, The truth shall set you free.
很多事情不是我们不能做。
And there are many things it's not that we can't do it.
是不需要这样做。
It is that we are released and free to not do it anymore.
不会在电视上上瘾。
We will not be addicted to television.
这是一种自由。
This is a freedom.
不会在网络上上瘾。
We are not addicted to media or internet.
这是一种自由。
This is also a freedom we find in Christ.
不会在酒里面上瘾。
We are not addicted to alcohol.
这是一种自由。
This is also a freedom.
那信仰其实是一种自由。
And faith allows us to have this freedom.
那当我们进到里面。
And once we enter this faith in Christ.
我们再看周围的一些朋友。
And we view the friends that are around us.
我们就会发现说他们真的需要主耶稣。
We find that they are so pitiful, they really need Jesus Christ.
外面虽然很自由。
And though they appear to be so free outwardly.
但是里面其实很空虚。
But inside they're full of emptiness and void.
他们自由在做这个做那个的时候。
They are free to do whatever they wish in their life.
其实他们已经上钩上瘾。
But actually they are already addicted and they are already in bondage to the desires of this world.
那世界上很多的自由其实里面越去追求越空虚。
Actually there are many pleasures and pursuits in this world that we can go after, but the more we do that, the more vain and empty we feel in our hearts.
那当我们的 觉得空虚的时候，我们的人生就觉得很没有意思。
And so when we feel this emptiness within our heart, we find that there is no more meaning to living.
那信仰让我们感受神的爱。
But faith allows us to experience the love of God.
心中常常有神的爱那种甜美。
And we can experience the sweetness of having God in our everyday life.
所以每天都活得非常好。
And every day we can experience the blessedness and joy that is being Christ.
所以我们总结今天晚上的见证。
And so in conclusion to today night's testimony,
信仰却是绝对是一种恩典。
And faith in Christ is definitely a blessing for us.
是一种享受。
It is also a pleasure.
那我们来追求信仰是一种机会。
And to be able to receive this faith, it is by opportunity.
当然我们越早来选择接受信仰对我们越好。
The earlier we come to accept this faith, the better it will be for our lives in the future.
我就用这样很简短的来做结论。
And this will be our brief conclusion at this time.
下去。
我现在还有一点时间哈。
So we have a little time left.
那就是希望大家在刚刚的见证，还有你的信仰追求学习的过程当中，有什么问题，可以在这个机会提出来。
And we'd like to take this opportunity to raise your questions about maybe the testimony you just heard, or maybe your journey of faith. If you have any questions whatsoever, you're free to ask them now.
那我们会请传道为我们解答。
And we will ask the preacher to answer our questions.
那我们把大概分成三组。
We're going to split into three groups. You can remain where you are.
前面这里一组，然后左手边这里一组，然后英文一组。
Okay, so we will have right side, left side, and English side.
我希望每一组都有一位自愿的来收集题目。
I hope everyone in a group there will be at least one person who's be willing to volunteer and receive your questions.
那我们大概用个五分钟的时间来。
We will have 5 minutes. Please take out a piece of paper for your group and come up with the questions.
在我前面这边不知道有没有哪一位愿意来。
For this group here, who will like to gather the questions?Amanda,
please.
Benny, do you want to take a picture? Benny, he doesn't understand Chinese. Can I ask Chinese? Huili, right? Oh, Marion. Okay, Marion. Okay. Just collect the question. Just collect the question. Okay. Okay. Now, on the left side, just collect the questions. Huh? Irene? Irene, are you here? Okay, please collect the questions. Okay.
That's okay.
And in the English? Huh? Amanda? English. English. Okay. All right. 5 minutes. We'll be back. Okay. Okay. 的话我们就是今天只有一二三四五个问题而已。还有谁还有问题要教吗？传道等一下来，所以就可以开始回答。没有哈，大家不要客气。我先把所以我们现在时间大概有13分哈、剩下13分是15分的时间，那我们现在请梁传道帮我们回答现在有5个问题，那我现在先念一下这5个问题。 So we're going to in the remaining 13-15 minutes to answer 5 questions that we have collected. I'm going to read the 5 questions first and then we'll have the preacher answer our questions.第一个问题就是说，为什么信仰跟我，就是说我已经参加过可能别的教会的查经，我觉得说这个信仰好像跟我生活没有关系。那到底 这个东西好像很无聊，我为什么需要信仰？这是第一个问题。 So the first question is I don't find any connection between faith and my life. My life is going well and I've attended other churches Bible study before, but I still don't see the connection between my life and whether or not why I really need to have a faith. That's the first question. Second question is, if President Obama doesn't have the chance to get baptized, is he going to go to hell? 那个小朋友问哈，所以假如Obama 今天没有机会受洗，他会去地狱吗？第三个问题就是说，魔鬼是从哪里来 ？Third question, where does the devil come from? Fourth question, if I want to have a goal in academic honors, for example, in honors geometry, can I pray to God? Will God help me? 今天我假如有第四个问题就是说，我今天假如说要念书念得比较好，譬如说我要在 honors geometry 怎么讲？自幼班，那这样我这样祷告，神可以会回应我吗？答应我吗？那第五个问题，你讲梦想说要犯，就是跟人家犯奸淫，还是就是跟人家睡觉，这样子是不是一个罪呢？ So the question is, the last question, if you dream about committing fornication, is it a sin?
好 ,OK, 一个一个来，我一下记不起来。
好，那第一个问题就是说，我觉得已经
信仰跟生活有没有关系啊？
然后参加的以前可能别的教会就是说，圣经好像跟我的生活没有搭上关系。
第一个哈，信仰就是重新跟神建立关系。
So let's first define what is faith. Faith is reestablishing a relationship between people and God.
圣经说有一神，他就是众人的父。
The Bible introduces that there is one true God. He is the father of all the people on this earth.
那我们是被神造、被神养的。
And we are actually all the creation of God. We are the children of God.
所以信仰就是重新跟神建立关系。
And so the purpose of faith is to reestablish a relationship between us as the children of God and God the Father.
那就很简单了、啊。我们希望不希望我们的孩子跟我们建立亲密的关系呢？
This is very simple if we think of it this way. Today, if we have a child and we have not had any connection with them, don't we want to reestablish a relationship with our children?
那这个就是家庭的可贵。
And that is the preciousness of having a family.
有父亲跟孩子，父母亲跟孩子的爱。
And we have the father and mother's love along with the children in harmony.
再来看，我们很多孩子很可怜，因为没有父母。
And today we see that there are many pitiful children who are orphans who do not have any mothers or fathers.
那今天人类就是因为没有找到神。
And today, because people have not found God.
那神成为人来地上找人。
And therefore, God loves us so much. He manifested and came into the world as a human being in order to find us and restore this relationship.
那我们如果信了主，跟神就父子重新复合。
And so once we believe in God,And we establish this relationship with him, then we restore the father-son relationship.
那两个好处。
And there, what is the benefit of doing this? There's two benefits.
第一个，活着的时候可以享受父亲的爱跟恩典。
One, while we live in this world, we can continue to enjoy the love of the Father, God above, and all the grace and blessings that he bestows on us.
那在父亲的爱里面，我们会感觉到很幸福。
And under the grace of his love, we will feel very joyful and very blessed.
还有很满足。
And we feel very content and satisfied.
第二个。
Secondly,
当我们结束世界上的生活。
After we conclude this life on this earth,
我们要回到父那里去。
We can return back to our Father's home above.
就是天上的永生。
And that is the eternal life in heaven above.
所以为什么信仰这么重要？
And that is why faith is so important to our lives today.
第二个。
Second question.
这个圣经，我参加读查经班，连圣经跟我生活没有关系。
I have attended Bible studies before, but it seems like it has nothing to do with my life. It's boring.
买电脑有一部说明书。
We know that when we buy a computer, there's an owner's instruction manual.
告诉你电脑是什么。
It tells you what a computer does.
怎么操作?
How do you use it?
有问题怎么修理?
And if you have problems, how do you fix it?
那我们这一个人,
And so we as the created human beings,
人是什么?
What are we?
没有人能够告诉我们。
Nobody can tell us who are we.
那我们要怎么来生活?
So how can we live out our lives?
没有人能够告诉我们。
Nobody can tell us the purpose of our life.
我们有问题。
When we have problems,
要怎么来解决?
How do we solve our problems in life?
没有人能告诉我们。
Nobody can tell us.
但是创世纪说，起初神创造人，天地还有人。
The Bible explains in Genesis that in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth and created us as human beings.
神给我们一个手册，就是圣经。
And then God gave us the owner's manual, which is the Bible.
告诉我们人是什么。
It tells us who we are, where we came from.
人从哪里来。
And what we're here for.
人往哪里去。
And where we will go to.
人活着要做什么。
And what is the purpose of living.
人有问题要怎么解决。
And if we have problems in this life, how do we go about solving the problems?
那我们今天这么多问题归结到最后就是因为我们没有神的话。
Many issues and problems in this life, in this society today, it is because men have lost God.
所以我们问题很多。
And therefore, there are so many problems and tragedies with mankind today.
那回归到圣经来寻找我们要怎么生活。
And so our purpose in life is to find a way back to the Bible so we know what God wants to live and how we should live.
我们的问题就越来越少。
And then all problems are slowly diminished and dissolved.
那问来越来越少，生活就越来越圆满。
And the less problems we have, the more harmonious and enjoyable, blessed life that we will enjoy.
所以最好的婚姻指导在圣经。
And so what is the best marriage? It is taught in the Bible.
最好的家庭生活指导圣经。
And what is the best family life? It is also taught in the Bible.
最好的教孩子指引在圣经。
So how is the best way for us to instruct our kids? The manual is in the Bible.
人的一切问题答案都在圣经。
All the humankind problems we face today can be found answers in the Bible.
重要的问题圣经都有答案。
And all the important questions of life are answered in the Bible.
什么叫做永生?
What is, for example, eternal life?
生命的价值在哪里?
What is the value of life?
我们对金钱要有什么看法?
What is our perspective toward financial things and money?
什么叫真正的自由?
And what is true freedom according to Christ?
什么叫真正的满足?
And what is true satisfaction in our hearts?
人生集中的追求是什么?
And what is the purpose and of a focus or goal in this life?
全部都在圣经。
Everything has been given to us and answers in the Bible.
这是书中之书。
And this is the book of all books.
不可读的，不可不读的一本书。
It is a book that we must read.
第二个。
Second question. If President Obama doesn't have a chance to be baptized, is he going to hell?
圣经说，信而受洗的必然得救。
The Bible records that those who believe and are baptized shall be saved.
所以得救要信而受洗。
And so it says that if you want to be saved, one, you have to believe, two, you have to be baptized.
那受洗罪得赦免，会得圣灵。
And the Bible also says, after you have received the correct baptism according to the Bible, your sins shall be washed away.
帮助我们成圣。
And then we will be helped to sanctify.
那做我们今天过的一个凭据。
So that we can have this Holy Spirit as a guarantee of eternal life in heaven.
那如果一个人有听见道理不信。
But if a person has heard the gospel of Christ but refuses to believe,
那么他就跟圣经讲这个得救的条件就不符合。
Then they have not fulfilled the requirements of salvation according to the Bible.
那将来审判的是神。
And then the ultimate judge at the end time is God.
主耶稣说，我所说的话在末日要审判。
The Lord Jesus said, the words I speak in the end time shall judge you.
所以当然如果我们照圣经的话来做，我们就很有把握。
If today we choose to obey and do according to the words of the Bible, we have security that we'll be saved on that day.
但是如果没有照圣经的话,
But today, if we refuse the word of God and gospel,
将来神要照他的话来审判,
then God will judge us according to his words.
那能不能得救, 我想大家应该很清楚。
And whether or not a person can be saved, I'm sure you all know the answer.
第二个, 第三个。
Third question, where does the devil come from?
圣经里面有很多重要的题目。
And there are many important topics in the Bible.
那如果没有记载的，就是表示我们不知道也没有关系。
Then it means that certain things that are not covered means that it's optional for us to know. Whether or not we know it, it doesn't really matter to our salvation.
有关于魔鬼这个问题。
And as to the question of the devil,
最重要是要防备魔鬼的工作。
The Bible teaches us only how we need to defend against his attacks.
这个是我们最需要注意的。
This is the most important thing we must know.
圣经说魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
The Bible states that there is in fact a devil, and he is like a roaring lion.
要寻找吞吃的人。
He's roaming around looking for a target that is weak that he can consume and swallow.
没有得到救恩。
Those people who have not received the salvation of God.
从圣经来讲，还没有进到神的国里面。
According to the Bible, they have not entered into the kingdom of God.
在灵界里面。
In the spiritual realm.
都是还在魔鬼的这个权势之下。
They are still under the reign of darkness, under the dominion of the devil.
所以怎么从魔鬼的权下出来，这个最重要。
So the Bible teaches us it's more important to know how to escape from the dominion of darkness.
那已经得到救恩了。
And those who have received salvation.
怎么不会被魔鬼吞吃，这个才是最重要。
We need to know how we can defend ourselves against the attacks of the evil one.
所以魔鬼好像在钓鱼啊。
And so the devil is like a fisherman.
这个人喜欢什么，他就用那个给他上钓。
Whatever this person likes, he will use the specific temptation that will fit and customize just to hook this person.
所以最重要就是要防备魔鬼的工作。
And so we need to defend against his attacks and protect.
魔鬼工作就是要人犯罪。
Now, what is the work of the devil and what is his purpose? His purpose is to make us sin against God.
因为犯罪就跟神关系切断。
Because once we sin against God, our relationship with God is broken.
魔鬼就是要改变神的话。
The devil is here to change the word of God.
你看那个我们去问路啊，如果有人跟我们指引方向，他只要讲一个左转右转讲错，我们就走错路。
His purpose is to distort what we hear from God. And so, for example, if a person is asking for direction, if a person just gives him a direction but just changes it a little bit, then we know if we follow those directions, we will not reach the ultimate destination.
魔鬼怎么引诱夏娃犯罪？
So how did the devil tempt Eve to commit sin?
就是跟他谈话，谈到最后，他头脑里面观念有一点变。
And what he did was Satan had a conversation with Eve until the very end where a concept in her mind was slightly tweaked.
那变了一点点，他就去吃善恶果。
And once that perception or that belief has been tweaked, she allowed herself to eat of the forbidden fruit.
那圣经里面有记载很清楚这个得救的要道。
Now, according to the Bible, there is a very clear indication of how a person can go about being saved.
那魔鬼的工作就是把这个得救要道让你有一点混淆。
And so the purpose of the devil is to confuse you so you don't understand the full, complete gospel of salvation.
或者走错了路。
Or maybe you walk on the wrong path of salvation instead.
所以最重要是要防备魔鬼的工作。
And so the most important emphasis of the Bible is how to defend against the devil's attacks.
那我们天国路才能够走到底。
And then we can complete this journey to heaven.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next question is, if I want to have good grades or go to honors classes in school, will God help me if I pray to him?
神好像我们的父母。
We know that God is just like our Father in heaven.
我们知道一个明理的父母不会对他的孩子有强求。
We know that a wise parent will not force their children to do what they don't want to do.
我们知道我们的孩子适合什么样的工作。
We know what kind of work that our children are suited to do.
什么样的程度。
And what kind of level they are able to do.
我们的神知道什么给我们对我们最好。
God knows what is the best for us today.
所以一个小孩子，你给他一把火，给他一个刀，可能对他没有好处。
And so if today a child asks for a knife or a fire, would you give it to him?
但是他长大了。
But when he grows up,
火跟刀就可以帮助，给他一个很好的器具。
You can give him a knife and a fire to help him with his daily needs, which is good.
所以神会按着我们的需要，最适合我们的来带领我们的道路。
And so though we pray to him, God will respond by giving us what is the best thing for us at this appropriate time.
所以我们的祷告，神就按着他觉得最适合我们的来成全。
And so whenever we pray, God will give us what is most suitable for us at this opportune time.
Yeah, 那在神的这个全能全知之下，神知道我们最需要什么。
And we know that God is all-knowing, all-powerful. He knows our future. He wants to give the best to us. And he knows, we know that he will give us whatever that is best for us that we ask today.
那我们人生走了一段路，回头过来看，我们常常会感谢神。
And so after we have gone through this journey of life and we turn back, we can see how God has led us in our footsteps of life.
因为人只是一人生只是一个过程。
Because life is just but a journey.
最后的目标是到天国。
The purpose of this life journey is to go to heaven eventually. Okay. Next question. If I dream about fornication, is that a sin?
这个鸟从头上飞过，我没有办法阻止。
There is a saying that says, a bird flies over your head, you cannot prevent it from dropping on your head.
但是我们可以避免鸟在头上停下来做巢。
But we can prevent this bird from making a nest on your head.
所以罪恶的念头闪过去，这难免。
And so sometimes we may have evil thoughts enter in our mind, that is inevitable.
但是我们可以避免私欲怀胎。
But we can prevent these evil thoughts from nesting in our heart and become pregnant and give birth to sin.
怀胎就是渐渐在我内心成长，到最后变成行动。
What does it mean, pregnant? It means that you allow the sin, you nurture the sin until it slowly grows into a bigger sin.
那圣灵的感动让我们对罪很敏感。
Now, when you have the Holy Spirit, it will make you very sensitive about the sin and thoughts in your heart.
那靠圣灵的帮助，我们就可以把罪恶的念头拿掉。
And with the power of the Holy Spirit, when we pray, we are able to remove and pull out these sin roots.
所以我们就可以成圣。
And then we can become sanctified.
就是答案。
And this is the answer.
Yeah. 我们最后要一起来祷告。
And now we are ready to pray to conclude the evening.
我们刚刚有听到见证。
We have already heard a testimony earlier.
就是谢姐妹她怎么祷告得圣灵。
How Sister Lydia prayed to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们在这里只要用很短的时间来祷告。
We will pray only for a short few minutes here.
让大家来了解什么叫做圣灵。
So that everyone can become aware, what is the Holy Spirit?
今天我们听到很多有关于神的见证或者神的道理。
Today we have heard many words of God, the testimony of God.
对有一些朋友这只是理论。
And to some of your friends, the friends are here, this is only theory.
这是真的吗？
This is true.
大家都有一个问号。
Everybody has a question mark in their mind.
但是有一天我们摸到神。
But one day, when you do touch God,
体验到神,
and you experience God,
我们就知道圣经以神为基础这一套理论是真的。
We know then that the words of the Bible is indeed true, that God is the foundation of all truth.
是可以接受的。
It is something that we can accept and receive in our lives.
那透过我们的祷告就是要去触摸神。
And the purpose of prayer is to be able to touch God.
所以很多对神的体验、神的恩典就是通过祷告到我们。
So many times for us to be able to experience blessings or special experiences with God is only through prayer.
所以我们最后我们一起来祷告。
So finally, we are about to pray.
我们祷告第一个跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
And when we pray, the first thing we do is we kneel down to show our honor and respect to God.
圣经说神是非常伟大的神。
The Bible says God is worthy of our praise and adoration.
那第二个。
Second,
我们眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
Secondly, we close our eyes so we can concentrate in prayer.
因为神是一个灵，他要我们用心灵来拜他。
Because God is spirit, He wants us to pray with Him, to Him with all heart, with truth and spirit.
当我们很专心的时候，就可以触摸到神。
And when we are very sincere and concentrated in prayer, we can touch God.
当我们心一分心的时候，我们的祷告就 偏了方向。
And when our heart becomes unfocused and without concentration, then we will not experience anything.
哦，所以我们眼睛合起来。
So we close our eyes for concentration.
那我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
When we pray, the first thing we must say is, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
就念出来。
And then we just say this one time.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then finally, we continue to praise God by saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
哈利路亚就是赞美神。
Hallelujah is Hebrew word meaning praise God.
那心里有什么需要都可以告诉神。
And whatever needs you have in your heart, you can just tell God.
就这样祷告， thinking. 我们就可以有体验。
And just such a simple prayer, you can experience God tonight.
所以我们要一起来祷告。
And so we're going to pray together.
如果你不方便坐着也没关系。
If it's not comfortable for you to kneel, it's okay, you can sit to pray.
但是欢迎诸位，如果你方便，跟我们一起来祷告。
But we welcome you to join us to kneel down and pray.
我们
and experience God.
要向哪个方向？向那边，好，我们就跪下来祷告，向那一边。
So we will pray everyone in this direction.